Most tribal reservation land is already tax-exempt under federal trust laws, but placing new land in trust is a lengthy process. That's forced some tribes to pay property taxes on land that is used for things like police stations or tribal health clinics that are operated by tribal government. Gary Bisaw is a Menominee tribal legislator. He says his tribe would like to buy land for a daycare center to serve tribal members who don't live on the reservation.
This would be for our tribal members. It wouldn't be competing with other daycares. And we see this as one of those governmental purposes, and it's not for profit. We think this fits into that whole governmental purposes definition, and we think this should be allowed.
But expanding tax exemptions for tribes could face opposition from cities, towns, and counties that fear tribes will buy up land and rob local governments of their tax base. State Representative Gary Bies says he's pushed for clear definitions of a limited number of public purposes that qualify for tax exemption to reassure local officials that that won't happen.
I personally trust them that they're going to do the right thing, but some people perceive otherwise, and I'm just trying to make it something that my colleagues will be find the same trust and be able to vote for.
The bill is modeled on one already on the books in Washington State. It's been approved by the Special Committee on Tribal-State Relations. It goes before the State Legislative Council on June 1st. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.